Well, hello everybody. How you doing? I'm Elder LeBaron. This is my companion Onanz.
You actually changed how you started. I'm so proud of you.
I know, isn't that great?
You sound like the guy on the races, like, and Lucky comes around the corner and Starfire.
And now he's coming. And he's coming.
Oh, Gideon crashed last second and takes the
win. Everybody's dead. They're all dead.
Okay, that escalated.
This week was a good week.
Don't ask me what happened. I have no clue.
I really don't remember what happened either.
We had Cherry Pond.
Here, let's look through the agenda. The all-knowing agenda. Today we may not have a very long recording because...
We got like an hour, dude.
We gotta go and do stuff. Like, talk to people
like
and see...
Sharpen...
No, okay, so let's see. Monday, we went and we went to Punta Lara, right? Is that what we did?
Is that what we did Monday?
I don't actually remember.
Last Monday? I don't remember.
Well, we did something fun for P-Day.
We went to the Nike store last Monday.
Oh, we went to the Nike store. That is right. I got my jacket, and it's super cool, and I'm glad. Even though I've never worn it, because it's still freaking hot.
Yeah.
But I will be glad one day when it gets cold here.
Yeah.
Don't. Please don't. Other man's a storm of life. You're gonna kill somebody, I promise. So, then, let's see, Tuesday. Tuesday we had our district meeting, which was great. It was really the zone conference. Didn't even work. So, then afterwards we went by a couple investigators. I can't remember. See, we went past Nettie, Juan y Carla, Mabel, and Caesar. But we only taught Caesar and Adrian, I think. Which was good. Because Caesar is a good guy. But we've been teaching him forever. And, like, he doesn't really progress, but, like, it seems like he's gonna start progressing. Like, after we show them the video of the restoration, like he's a lot more excited, it seems like. I think you may have to make another one, man.
I don't know, I think this one warped or something.
Yeah, it's broken. Completely broken. So, yeah, that was cool. Then, after that, we are now on to Wednesday. It was good. Then Thursday was sweet. So, Thursday in the morning, we went past a bunch of people. Oh, that's what it was. So, on Wednesday, we had an intercambio, and I went with Elder Knuth, which was fun. He's from Las Vegas. He's a stud. We went and we taught Brian, the kid that's going to get baptized this next weekend. And, yeah. It was sweet because we taught his parents. We taught his dad. And his dad seemed interested, so I'm excited to see, like, what happens if...
And his mom came to the Noche
Hogar. But it was cool because it was, like, a really good lesson, like... We started teaching Brian, and we just like kind of read a chapter in the Book of Mormon with him, and then his dad came in like halfway through, and we were like, and right where we were reading was when they were talking about the Book of Mormon and the importance of the Book of Mormon, and so then like we stopped talking about it for a second, and we were just like, and that's, and then we were like, now we want to talk about, like. Why this book is important, like where it came from. So then we like shared the whole restoration and everything, and it was really good. It was a really powerful lesson, and then like he said, he wants to keep listening, that like he's interested in stuff. So I was excited about that. Then after that, we also passed by, who else did we teach? I think that was the only person we taught. Oh, and we taught Adrian as well. But then, yeah, it was good. He like explained to him about like addiction. He like explained to him the, like a promise of, like, if he gives a church, like he'll be able to get over his addiction to smoking and stuff. No, nothing to now. It's not gonna work still.
I know.
Alright.
It's been a long time. Make a new one.
Yeah. But yeah, so then Thursday was sweet. So we went past a bunch of people just trying to get them all to the Noche de Hogar. And not, like, everybody that we went past, like, weren't there, but it was good. Like, we were able to set a bunch of citas during the week with them so we can go and pass by. But then we went to the Noche de Hogar, which is, like, a family home evening. And it was super cool. So, like, we got there, and the first person to show up in the whole ward was actually the mom of Brian, which was really cool. So we were able to talk with her for a little bit. And then the Relief Society president showed up and started talking with her, and they like became friends. So I'm super excited with that because, like they're a really great family, Brian's family. So I'm hoping that they can, progress, and then they'll be able to, get baptized because they're super awesome. The Noche de Hogar, we did like charades with like the Book of Mormon prophets and the Bible prophets and stuff, and it was really cool. We talked about how like we need to study the scriptures, that like we learn about the stories of these prophets that that teach us the gospel, right? And so it was really good. It was a really good experience. And then it was cool because like at the end, Elder Nancy, like we had each team had 5 points. It was like a tie at the end, and so then we were like, Elder Nancy then she says, like, see all these points? This is Visha Progresso, like we all got 10 points together. Like if you take our points, we didn't just get 5 points each, we got 10 points together. And like it was funny because there's like a lot of competition like during the game and stuff, but then like afterwards when he said that, it was just like kind of cool, like, oh yeah, like we are working together, like this is something we need to do together, like this work is, it's not possible to do alone. And so it was just really good. It was a really good experience. I think that it really helped like the excitement in the ward for missionary work. So I'm hoping that we can do it again because like I said, it was a successful thing. But yeah, and then the thing is, like, these weeks just, like, fly. I don't know, like, what it is, but, like, I can't remember what happened during the week. Like, I know we're, like, teaching people and stuff, but, like, I don't know. Other chain, Easy?
Eh? Corta bien?
Suficiente.
¿Se corta el pelo?
Sí, si quiere. Ahora.
Ahora.
¿Está grabando?
Bueno. Sí. Pero está bien.
Hola, no me entiendes nada, pero yo tampoco, así.
And yeah, that is Elder China.
Y Paraguay.
¿Todo bien?
Y sí.
¿Todo bien?
Yeah. Another Pope. This is Elder Pope from the good old fábrica
of Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, Argentina.
Argentina.
La fábrica de Santa Fe.
La fábrica de Santa Fe de.
Y sí.
The factory of Santa Fe.
From Great Orm, Utah.
From the great old Orm, Utah. Look at that.
From Orm, Utah.
I like this tie, man.
I like it.
Sí, sí. Lo corto. Sí, sí. Voy a hacerlo rápido. But yeah, so I'm gonna cut the elder's hair. But what was I saying? But no, it was a good week. Like it went by really fast. Like I don't know how it went by so fast, but it just did. But then conference was awesome. Like, I don't know why this conference seemed like really good, didn't it?
Killer.
It was killer.
Conferencia fue muy bueno, ¿no? Conferencia fue muy bueno.
De 10.
De 10. Of 10.
¿Cómo?
Es una para tocar música. No tocar, pero sí tocar. No.
¿Cómo se dice?
Escuchar. Eso. To listen to music. But yeah, so it was sweet. I really enjoyed, like, I have all my notes, but there's a couple talks that, like, I really enjoyed that, especially.
Did
you have that writing? Yeah, it's just, I'm lazy, and it gives me a lot more time to, like, do stuff during Siebert time.
No.
But there was a couple talks that I really liked. I really enjoyed the talk on Sunday. I enjoyed the talk of, or no, on Saturday, the talk by, where was it? I really enjoyed Mark, Elder Bragg's talk. That was like a really, really great talk. And then I also liked President Nelson and Elder Holland's talk was super awesome. I loved the, like I loved how, what was it? It was just like so cool because like in the world there's a lot of people that like say that they're the way they are and like all this stuff and like that's the reason why they can't do things, and like in the talk it was just kind of cool of like how everybody like has their own purpose that they need to complete, and so it's like I don't know, it was just a really good talk. I want to go back and study it more, but it was really good. Then I really enjoyed Elder Christofferson. Yes, Elder Christofferson's talk on Sunday. I don't know why, it was just like really, really good. Christofferson and also Joaquin Costa, Elder Costa. That one was super good because like it kind of showed me what things I can do better on, so that way like people listen to us and like actually progress and understand the importance of the message that we're sharing and stuff. And then also Elder Palmer as well, the one that like had like the Australian accent, he was total stud. Like, just shows like we need to like love other people so that they do what we like, what they need to do, you know. But no, things are going great here. We have the baptism of Brian next week. I'm super excited. We're just trying to get our investigators just progressing, because that's the hardest. That's been like the hardest thing from the beginning, but we're still trying to get that going. But Brian's doing good. Mercedes, like we can't really get a hold of her. Caesar, he's a stud. Tobias and Laura, they're good. It was cool. So apparently the hermana, she said that they were watching conference in their house, and then Laura was like, said that her husband, after listening to one of the talks, like was thinking about like getting married, which is what we've been trying to get them to do for the past like 12 weeks. Or more, probably for me, like 18 weeks, but whatever. And then, so I'm excited. I hope that like comes through, because like they've talked about getting married in the past, but he's always done it on the condition of like she stops smoking and then they'll get married. And I'm just like, no, just get married. And then like after that, I promise it'll like she'll stop smoking. So we're gonna work on that. Then Florencia, she's probably gonna have her baby this week. She probably already had her baby, quite frankly.
She's due the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
She probably has.
I don't know.
Did they ever decide if it was twins or not?
I don't know. She never said.
I think it's twins.
We'll find out when she has a baby. But, and Jimmy, we weren't able to go by this week. Mabel, tampoco. Nettie, he's a stud. We went there and found his two sons. And we talked with them. And, yeah. Chisele Juan. Say that, Carlos. Yeah. So yeah, like those are pretty much like our biggest investigator, but they're going good. I'm super excited, but just keep praying that they can read the Book of Mormon and pray and know that it's true. Like I really like that. That's what the prophet talked about this conference was, just how we need to, like, if we have questions and stuff, we need to read the Book of Mormon first and ask God if it's the truth, and then if it is, then we know that what we're doing is true. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it, but. I love you guys tons. I guess I'll read a scripture. Here, I'm going to read a scripture in the Bible. Ooh. I'm going to read a scripture in the Bible that is really cool. It's in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Fetch, I don't remember. Where is it?
¿Qué vamos a hacer? ¿Qué
vamos a hacer
para que el peluquero tenga como un felipe?
Where is it? Crap.
No piense como su querido Juan. Piense en usted como una gente.
No, I can't find it. I'm sorry. I'll use my actual Bible, actually. So I've been reading the Bible more. And as you can tell, I'm not paying good attention to what I'm reading. No, just kidding. But this scripture is a scripture that I heard from a really awesome talk from Elder Holland. There's a talk from Elder Holland that's called Remember Lot's Wife. Search that talk because it's a super, super good talk. I'm sorry. Oh, Filipenses. Alright, well, I can't find it. So we're going to where I'm reading in the Bible. Sorry. We're going to Lucas. And I just so happen to be reading in Lucas about, I'm reading about when Jesus sent his apostles to preach, and also the scripture, which, like, they always say the scripture, but I just really like it. It's when Jesus is walking with his disciples, right? And then this man comes up and says that his daughter has died, no? And what happens was he said, so this guy thinks that his daughter's died, right? And then Jesus says, no, your daughter hasn't died, but she is sleeping, right? And it says, y oyéndolo, Jesús le respondió, no temas, cree solamente, y ella será sanada. And like, there's a lot of times where we need to do the same. It's in Luke 8:50. No temas, cree solamente. And that means, don't fear, only believe. Like, is what it would be in like the Spanish translation. So I imagine it's the same in English. But it's really the truth. Like, there's a lot of things in life that, like, when we fear, when we have fear of doing something, then, like, that gets rid of our faith. And, like, that was also something that they talked a lot about in conferences, like, faith and how it works. And it's the truth. Like, if we just believe, if we believe in, like, the blessings of God, He will give it to us. But yeah, I'm sorry that this recording is kind of short, kind of random, but I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. Just going to keep working down here my last week of the transfer. But I love you guys tons, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Bye.